All right, let's get it started. Thank you so much for tuning in. My name is Michael Mullis, and I work with a company called Mortgage Teacher. And that's exactly what we do on this show. We teach you what's trending in mortgages. We teach how to save money in mortgages. And most of all, no matter what bank you're dealing with, we teach you how to pay the least amount of interest. So the good news is, folks, we work with any bank you do. So why not? It's a free service. That's what people really like. And hey, let's be honest. If somebody can save you thousands of dollars in your mortgage, do it for free. I think that's a pretty good setup. Imagine being able to invest money, making money, and getting that for free. I mean, that's what we look for in this world. Try to grow our portfolio and, you know, try to do what's best for us. In today's society, I mean, let's face it, folks, London and surrounding area, Canada in general, it's expensive. It's tough. And what we hear most in this office here at Mortgage Teacher is the renewal. And that's what we're going to focus on today's show. So if you are up for renewal, if you know someone that's up for renewal, you want to really pay attention to this program. We're going to give all kinds of tips, what's trending now and what is going on with renewals. And like I said before, it doesn't matter what bank you're dealing with. We work with every bank. We're going to basically guide you in general. And when we have overall discussions, you know, we're talking in general, Bank of Canada talk, for example. And one little note on that, I'll get back on track, I promise. But just this past week, Bank of Canada met and they're holding the overnight rate. So what this means is you with a variable rate mortgage, or if you have a line of credit, rates are going to stay the same. They're not going to decrease. They're not going to go up. The future prediction, and many people ask this, you know, what are the rates doing? Well, first of all, to not go off track again, but let's stay, I always say it on the show, that variable rate mortgage, that floats with this prime. So if you hear us here on the radio or on the news or in an article, if you read Bank of Canada, that is floating and adjustable rate mortgages. So your variable, your line of credit. Fixed rates, which most people, most Canadians do prefer the fixed rate in history, are with the bond market. And perhaps those rates are on a downward trend. Perhaps they're going up. They are different from the Bank of Canada talk. So keep in mind when we're talking the interest rates, you have to identify what we're talking about. Are we talking fixed or are we talking variable? Okay. Now that I've explained that, many of us are used to fixed and many of us are coming up with their renewal. If not this year in 2024, 2025, we have many renewals coming up, and even 2026, even more renewals coming up. So on today's program, we're going to talk about how to get ahead, how to take advantage. And not only that, we're going to get rid of fear. There's a lot of fear of people coming up for renewal. So again, if you or someone you know are coming up for renewal, that's today's focus. We're going to talk about some of the successes we're seeing here at the office with, you know, people coming up. And also we're going to talk about what to watch out for. And that is the early renewal. Again, my name is Michael Mullis. And if you want to look up Mortgage Teacher, please do. Google Mortgage Teacher on the old interweb and read the reviews. Read how we're helping out. It could be free advice. Perhaps you're up for renewal and we can get to the point and say, listen, that's a great product you have. We will be honest with you that way. Or perhaps you need a whole plan design. You have a retirement plan. You want to be debt-free in 10 years. How am I going to get there in these high interest rates? We sit down, help design that plan, set it up. And I mean, hey, I'm a fan of automation. We can help set that up for you so you can get back to work and we will worry and follow up with your mortgages and up for renewals and just more like a financial planner. Just, you know, it's easy to get a mortgage, but we're here to help you get rid of that mortgage. That's what we want to do. Get rid of that mortgage. So again, look us up. You can always find us on social media, folks. For example, that rate announcement with Bank of Canada. That was just on our Instagram instantly within 10 minutes. We have that out. So if you want to keep in touch on what is going on in the mortgage industry, because lately, you know, with interest rates has kind of been a hot topic, you can always follow us through social media, Facebook, Instagram, whatever you may be. I'm not personally on TikTok or anything, but you could probably find other mortgage teachers on there to help you out again. So thanks for looking that up and feel free to reach out. You can always use the old phone, 226-289-2991. And please, again, reach out at mortgageteacher.com. So, to the point, the renewal. Let's get rid of fear, first of all, before the news break, and put everyone right at ease on what's going on, okay? Here's where I start when I start talking to people. First of all, what has changed in mortgages, and why is it different right now, and tradition is changing? And here's what I mean. A couple things. For one, I grew up walking into my branch and saying, hey, what interest rate do you have for me? And we get an early renewal. So here's what you want to watch out for. If your current bank reaches out 6 months early, 5 months early, 4 months early, 2 months early, they might offer you something that's a limited time only. You have 8 days to sign this, 5-year fixed, 3-year fixed. Likely they're going to offer you the 5-year fixed. Okay, so first of all, beware of the 5-year fixed. We'll talk about that in a moment. Number two, beware of the early renewal. Folks, if you're sitting at a 2.99 or a 3.1 or a 2.19 interest rate, and the bank's trying to get you into a 5.3 early, no, that's like paying a penalty. If your renewal date is June 9th, you're going to wait till June 9th. If your renewal date is April 12th, you're going to wait till April 12th. Breaking it early is almost like paying a penalty because you're jumping into a higher interest rate. So number one, watch out for the early renewal. Do not jump into a higher rate early. Okay, we got that out of the way. Number two, the next thing that's a little different. Do you agree, traditionally, we as Canadians have always taken the 5-year fixed? I mean, that's what we use for comparable. If I run into somebody and they say, what's the mortgage rates? Usually they're talking about the 5-year fixed, just to get an idea what the rates are. Now, the 5-year fixed today, somewhere around 5%, 5.5%, 5.8%, somewhere in that window. Okay, that might surprise you. You might have thought rates were higher. Traditionally speaking, that's not that bad. 2007, I remember a 5-year fixed at 5.75%. So if we're at the 5% mark, on an average, that's not that bad. Variable, just real quick, that's at 7.2%. What? 7.2% for a variable? I mean, we usually know a variable being lower than fixed, but today it's that much higher. So anyway, back to that. So traditionally, do you agree we always take the 5-year fix? So if you're coming up for renewal now, you're a little concerned because you're at 3.1 or 2.8 and they're offering you a new 5-year fix to 5.5. But here's what's not traditional. Here's where things are changing. People don't really want the 5-year fixed. Have you talked to any associates or, you know, family members, people at work, friends? It seems people are targeting a 3-year fix, a 2-year fix. Many, many, many people, Canadians, feel that the rates are going to be lower in a year, lower in 2 years, maybe lower in 3 years. So depending what the rates are, a lot of people are considering a 2-year fix these days or a 3-year fix these days. And this is where the opportunity lies. And this is why we're seeing so many success stories in this next little window. And we're going to talk about it. Some examples of that. Now, I just looked at the time. That went by quick. On today's program, we're focusing on renewals. My name is Michael Mullis with Mortgage Teacher. We're going to go back to a news break, but please tune in again. And we're going to be back right after this news break. All right, here we go again. If you're just tuning in, my name is Michael Mullis, president of Mortgage Teacher. And that's what we were talking about on this show, just what's going on in mortgages. And the main focus we're targeting is the renewals. What's going on, some success stories. And we wanted to get rid of fear, and that's what we're doing right away. And, you know, explaining what's going on and what's trending. So we'll backtrack a little bit and jump right into that. I just noticed if I seem a little preoccupied, I apologize. I don't know if you're out there watching the Brier. Yes, Canadian curling, great sport. So for all of you at the Highland Club where I curl, or the Ingersoll Curling Club, big shout out to all the curlers because we got some heavy-duty playoffs and I know there's a lot of curling talk. So, yep, I'm aging myself, no doubt, but hey, got to get good at these old man sports. Again, big shout out. So back to what we were talking about earlier in the program, the renewal. I was talking about how things are kind of shifting, meaning traditionally, Canadians have always called up and said, what's your 5-year fixed? In fact, if you get a renewal from your current bank, they might even be offering you a 5-year fixed only. And then meanwhile, are they looking out for your best interest? Pun intended. What I mean by that, so many people last year we're asking for the 3-year fix because many Canadians feel the rates are going to be lower in 2025, 2026. Why are they saying this? Well, I will share this with you. Some people feel that maybe it's an election, that if the rates are going to come down, next election is supposed to be October 2025. So if the rates come down from now till then, that can make an election look pretty good and tough to who to vote for, you know, when the country starts getting back to normal with lower rates. So that's one theory that people are saying. Another one is, if we look back, and you can Google this yourself, please. Here we go. I'll give you time to open up the window. Google Canada 5-year bond. Maybe look down at, you know, Market Mania, Market Watch, investing.com is one I use. And scroll down, click on that, and go look at the graphs for the 5-year and click around at different, you know, what's the last couple months look like? What's the last couple years? If you go and look back to like 2014, 15 even, the point I'm getting at is many people took a 5-year fixed back in 2020 and 21. In fact, some economists claim that 75% of the country took a 5-year fixed in 2020 or 21, which means in the next 3 years, we have very much of the country coming up for renewal. 2024, you could be coming up for renewal right now, this year. Many more are going to be coming due in 2025, which could be the year of the election. And even more are predicted to come up due in 2026 after the election, which means you took a mortgage in 2021 if you did the traditional 5-year fixed. Now, the biggest concern, what were the rates in 2020 and 21? 2%, 1.99, 2.1, 2.3. These are fantastic rates that people are used to. And the fear is they're going to be coming due. And right now they're at 5% or so, 5.5 to 6%, depending on what you want. So is it a 5-year fixed you want? That's why so many people are now asking for a 2-year fix, perhaps. Or maybe I'll take the variable and I'll ride it down and then I can lock in. Because remember, folks, you can lock in at any time with a variable. That's what's creative about it. So if you took a variable today, next week you could actually lock into a fixed rate, which unfortunately today is much lower, or fortunately, depends. So that's what's kind of changing today as far as mortgages. The 5-year fixed is not in demand at all. But meanwhile, that's the lowest rate the banks are offering. Why? I don't know. May not be the interesting one. The one that you might be interested in, most people are asked for, is a 2-year fix. And it's not the most attractive interest rate, but that's not what we're talking about here, folks. And here's where I'm seeing success. I have people coming in that say, it all depends on your plan, but I think it's time that we create our mortgages a little bit more around our life and not around what the market's going to do. And here's what I mean. If you come up for renewal and you're a little concerned that, you know, your payment's going to go up, say, $300 biweekly because it's a higher rate. So that's what you're stuck with. And then you don't even want a 5-year fixed anyway. When you start looking into it, say someone predicts a 2-year. I had clients the other day that they're going through, you know, knock on wood, everything's going healthy, but they're having a child in the future and they plan on, of course, having mat leave and then going back to work. So they chose a 3-year fix because they want time to be back to work for a full year. So everything is in order. So when they come up for renewal, we can plan ahead. So what I'm getting at is I like when people adjust their renewals or their timelines adjacent to their life when they need to sit down. For example, do you have kids going to university and is there a right time to be sitting down? So step one, always create when times are tough like this or you're running into higher interest rates, don't let that be your focus. Just kind of turn the focus to what it should be. And like I said, plan it around. So if the market, for example, is suggesting perhaps a 2-year and a 3-year is more attractive, or the future is going to have lower rates than today, then maybe have your plan adjacent. And here's what happened with clients the other day. We sat down to go through the doom and gloom. They're upset that their renewal is going to be a higher interest rate and their payment is going to go up about $200 biweekly. They also have a vehicle payment because they bought a vehicle 2 years ago. It's at about 9% financing, not too bad considering. And that's their vehicle to keep. They're going to plan on riding it, you know, for 10 years, own it for as long as they can, drive it to the ground per se. Okay. So this is their plan. And also, you know, someday, you know, in a couple of years when they start getting the finances, when the rates are lower, they're going to start saving up some money and they're going to finish the backyard renovation, a bit of a staycation. They're going to finish off the basement and they're going to change one bathroom. They figured about $25,000 would do that. So, but they're not going to be able to do that for years and years till the rates are lower. So they might pick away at it. So that's going to sit there and wait. Here's what you have to look at, guys. It turns out that if we just get all that money together now for the next 24 months, okay, so the current mortgage they owe, we roll the vehicle in, but the payment they're making on the vehicle was about $650 a month. So we keep paying that towards debt. And now they have the $25,000 cash to do all the renovations. Well, why are we doing it now? Here's why. For one, you can hire contractors. Remember a couple years ago, it was so busy you couldn't hire, or it was so short demand that everything was so expensive? You might save more on getting the help and the material now than what you would save on interest rates. So yeah, you're paying a little more on that work, but here's the thing, folks. These people have said, listen, Mike, I can only afford the exact same as I'm paying today. I can't afford to pay another $300 a month. And if I did renovate the house and we took a $20,000 loan, that would be another $600 a month. So not only is my renewal forcing my payments up, not only if I want to pay off any debt, I have to go and pay an extra $500, an extra $400. To claw away at debt takes extra effort. And when already life is peeling away and taking more money from us, it's hard to put extra towards debt when everything is extra. So here's what the solution was, and it was pretty awesome. I'm not going to lie. We designed the payment if they paid the same. And I think if we added it up, they were paying, $26.58 it was, something like that, per month, okay? So let's just say $2,660 or $2,600 they're used to paying per month. That includes the mortgage, a little bit of credit card debt, the vehicle payment. That's what they're used to today. So we design a new plan with a two-year fix because they don't want to worry about it. They're going to sit down in 2 years when rates are going to be lower. So for right now, it's 2 years only. Let's not accumulate any other debt. Let's just pay this. So they keep doing that. Here's what the success is. They're going to pay off $14,000 per year. Not to mention, they have the $25,000 to get the renovations done now. So it's not free money. We're not stupid. You have to pay for it. But on a cash flow basis, they don't have to pay anything per month. Where if they went and got the extra money, they would. Now in 2 years, think about it. Vehicles paid off. They did the renovations. They did the backyard staycation. They got the basement done. The house is going to go up in value in the next 2 years. They actually enjoy their house. And the most important thing, folks, they've created a new habit. They're used to paying $26.60 a month towards debt. And because of that, they're paying off $14,000 a year. And meanwhile, this is supposed to be a scary, bad, high interest rate time, but they're paying off more interest now. They have a better focus. Now in 5 years, what happens? In 2 years, when they come up for renewal and the rates are lower, and then they want to go after that 5-year fixed. Our goal, even more principal at that point. But the good news is no debt, house is renovated, all done. The point I'm getting at, folks, there is success in today's numbers. Everyone has a different situation. So you can sit down and for free, Mortgage Teacher will go through all this. Talk to you about what your future plan, kind of like financial planning, reverse. Again, we're here to help you get rid of your mortgage. It's easy to get you a mortgage. We'll do that too. But then we're going to follow up and help you get rid of that. I'm Michael Mullis with Mortgage Teacher. And look us up. Google us, reach out, we'll be happy to help. Signing off, have yourself a great time, folks, and that's how you conquer a renewal.
Hi, it's Shauna, and I might be a bad parent because my kids think french fries are vegetables.
Hey, it's Ryan, and I might be a bad parent because I went out for wings when my wife was in the hospital after giving birth.
Johnny here. I might be a bad parent because in my house, the tooth fairy gives pocket change.
But we're not alone. Len emailed us and said his 6-year-old daughter's Tarzan moment going from love seat to lazy boy by curtains made him more proud than any dance recital.
And Andy left his 2-year-old at the rink.
All right, guys, I'm sure we're not alone. Like Andy's kid.
For stories and confessions like this, make sure you check out our podcast.
It's called Bad Parents, and it's available wherever you get your podcasts.
I left a glove at the rink.